How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is November 1st, 2021. That's right, it's November 1st, 2021. And we are just a few months away from the end of this year. Let that sink in. We're a few months away from the end of this year. Oh yeah, and I forgot to say, like I usually say, I'm glad that you are here. And so you've made it from yesterday to today. You made it from the previous moment to this moment. And there are a lot of people that haven't been given the opportunity to see this moment that you're able to live in right now. A lot of people have not made it to that point, have made it to this point, right? And so it's November 1st, it's 2021. And I want you to think back over the course of this year and ask yourself, are you where you thought you would be? Are you where you want to be? And if not, why is that? Are you where you thought you would be or where you want to be? And if not, why is that? So it's a moment for deep thought and reflection. And a moment of accountability for our lives. So we can take the opportunity to identify, is this the place that I desire to be? And if not, why is that? Why am I in this place right now? What choices have led me to this moment? What circumstances have led me to this moment? What situations have led me to this moment? Are they of my choosing? Or am I just being influenced by what might be? It's a moment of reflection for us. Now I'm asking you guys to look deep inside yourself and ask yourself these hard questions, but I'm also asking myself these hard questions as well. And so in a sense, I am where I thought I would be at this point in the year. Said I wanted to drop episodes on a weekly basis, and I've been able to do that. I've said that I wanted to be loving to my family, and I've been able to do that more often than not. You know, there are several things that I said that I wanted to do and where I wanted to be at this point, and I've made that happen. But there definitely are some spots and some places in my life that I can identify and say for a fact, this is not where I thought it would be at this moment, nor where I want to be. And I know exactly why that is. It's because of me. It's because of the choices that I made. It's because of some choices that I did not make. And I've allowed some things to get in the way of what I want or who I want to be. Now, can you be that honest with yourself? As honest as I'm being with myself right now. Can you hold that mirror in front of your face and take a look at your reflection and recognize all the spots, wrinkles, blemishes, food residue, whatever it might be? Can you see all those things on your face and accept responsibility for what it is? To really see it for what it is and accept responsibility for where you are right now at this moment in time. Granted, there may have been some extenuating circumstances that might have led to the position that you find yourself in. But we all have those circumstances of sorts. It may not be the exact same thing, but we all experience things in life that might set us back, that might hold us back, that might deter us or distract us. We all deal with those things. But when we're honest with ourselves, and when we accept responsibility, and we grab hold of the things that we can control, we'll be able to have much better outcomes. So again, ask yourself, are you where you thought you would be, or where you want to be at this point, November 1st, 2021? And if not, what are you willing to do about it? What steps are you willing to take to not be in the same position or situation a month from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 9 months from now, 1 year from now, 5 years from now, whatever it might be? What are you willing to do? What things will you accept responsibility for? And hold yourself accountable, or find someone to hold you accountable for what it is that you want. You can start the journey whenever you want. It begins whenever you're ready. So what I'm asking you to do is to say hello to every single day. This is your call to action. I want for you to see what it is that you want and figure out how to get there. Who do you need to surround yourself with? Who do you need to cut off? Who do you need to become? What is it that you need to do to get to where you want to go and where you need to be? Because somebody's waiting for you. They need what you have. This is your wake-up call. Are you willing to get up out of the bed? Are you willing to move? Are you going to stay stuck in this position where you're at? Where you're clearly unhappy. Others recognize that you're unhappy. But for whatever reason, you're not moving. You become complacent. You've lost faith and hope. But again, this is your wake-up call. So what are you going to do about it? I hope this is enough to shake you up a little bit, to stir you up a little bit, enough to put some gas into your tank so that you can actually get up and drive this vehicle. Because you got to get moving. Time is winding up and we don't have any more time to waste. There's no more time to waste. There's no more time to waste. You can get started right now, today, at this very moment, if you make the decision to do so. And so I hope you're willing to make that decision. I hope you're willing to dig deep inside and figure out what it is that you want. And if it keeps popping up over and over again, and it keeps behaving like a tap on the shoulder just happening repeatedly, it's a reminder that you continue to get, then that means that you need to act and you need to move quick, fast, and in a hurry. It should have happened yesterday or 10 years ago, but today is the day. There's no more delay. Today is the day, right now, at this very moment. And it's time for you to make it happen. And so I'm going to leave you all with that. I'm glad you decided to stop in with me and just take a few moments to listen to the sound of my voice. It's like in church, I used to say, all those that are under the sound of my voice. But I'm glad you're able to stop in and just listen to some of the things that I'm thinking about. Right, I'm already beginning to reflect for the first time ever as I was preparing my month, and I was jotting down some things ahead of time, which these are things that I typically do, but I did it in a different way this time. Like, I'm already thinking about, okay, well, how can I make sure that I'm planning ahead before I get into the new year? Like, these are things that are already on my mind. I was watching something earlier today, and I was like, wow, I think I can do that. Who do I need to surround myself with? And so I started talking to some buddies, and they were like all about it, right? So really just putting yourself into a space of being open and willing to receive, and then finding your support system. So if you find yourself wanting to do something and then you share with somebody else and they're quick to tear it down or to say that you can't do that or they can't dream with you, then they gotta go. But I'm so happy to be in a space where I'm connected to people that are thinking just like I'm thinking. And they're wanting to be more and to do more. They're content with where they are and who they are as a person, but there's also this drive to do more because we have so much more inside of us. We weren't meant to just go to work and come home. And go to work and come home. And go to work and come home. We were meant to really live this life in which we're thriving. And accepting our purpose and walking in our purpose and connecting with others and being the best that we can be for ourselves, because that's how we're wired. And if somewhere along the way your wires have got crossed, it's time for you to fix that. So again, just thank you for, I could keep going on and on and on, but I'm just gonna stop here because I want for you to get into the moment of reflection and action. Get yourself a pencil and paper, start jotting some things down, or grab a hold of your keyboard and start typing out. But really identify what it is that you want. Pay attention to where you are right now and what's holding you there. And then make out the steps so that you can move. It's go time. So you've been listening to A Father Heard, and I just want to say thank you once again for just tuning in each and every week and taking the time to listen. And hopefully it's been an inspiration to you, because you guys are an inspiration to me. I appreciate each and every one of you. I love you, and I'll see you on the other side.